Welcome, everybody. Every Thursday night, we have a Parsha share. Since after Purim, the Parsha share has been dedicated actually not to the Parsha per se, but to Inyanei Pesach. This week, we have the privilege of having Rabbi Schachter, who will be speaking on freedom and servitude, the dialectic of the Pesach Seder, in memory of his father, Rabbi Tzvi Schachter. And next week, Rabbi Wiener will be speaking specifically on the Haggadah and Torah for the Pesach Torah for the Haggadah itself from the directly from. If you would like to be on the email list that I've created, so then I send out on Wednesday and Thursday reminders, and there's a pen and a sheet of paper. When you leave, you can put your email down, and then you'll know what's happening. Thank you very much. Without further ado, Rabbi Schachter.
Thank you, Howie. I want to thank Howie in general for creating this venue for Talmud Torah in our shul. Sometimes we wonder what difference a person can make. And here we have a classic example of one person who decided that there should be more learning in the shul, and he put together an entire program. And it's amazing that the program keeps on going week after week. So, Howie, we're all in your debt, and thank you. And thank you for inviting me to participate this evening. Luli Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav Tzvi, Ben Rav Pinchas Umiriam. Your site is the 10th of Nisan. It's around this time, and I want to dedicate this shiur in his memory. I'm also going to be giving a shiur a week from Shabbos, an hour, a little bit more than an hour before Mincha, also in memory of my father, Zichrono Levracha, and you're all invited to come to that as well. I want to pick up on one theme that has consistently struck me in the context of the ritual of the night of the Seder, that I think when you begin to think about it, it's pretty obvious, but it wasn't obvious to me for many, many, many years until I began to put it together. So you understand very well that the Mishnah says in Psachim, and we know this Mishnah because it's made its way into the Haggadah, on page 1, B'chol Dor V'Dor, where the arrow is in the middle, Kuf Tezayin Amid Beis. If you don't have a sheet or a packet, please make sure you're sitting next to somebody who does. B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Liro Sesat Smo Ki'ilu Hu Yotza Mi Mitzrayim. So we have an obligation on the night of Pesach to not just reenact the experience of their redemption from Egypt, but also to re-feel the experience of the redemption from Egypt. Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yatza Mi Mitzrayim. We have to somehow feel and internalize the experience as if we right now were leaving Egypt. The Rambam in his Haggadah has this statement, B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Liros Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yatza Mi Mitzrayim. And the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, has a little bit of a deviation from this particular formula, and makes it even stronger. In Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, three lines from the bottom of the first page, B'chol Dor V'Dor, so far so good, Chayav Adam, so far the same, Laharos Es Atzmo, not Liros Es Atzmo, but Laharos means to demonstrate, not just to see oneself, but to actually act in a way that demonstrates ki'ilu hu be'atzmo yatza ata mishibud Mitzrayim. There are a number of words that the Rambam adds here to strengthen, to buttress this obligation, and to root it even more within our own personal experience. Laharos es atzmo, you demonstrate by acting in a way, the things that we do at the Seder are props meant to elicit from us the feeling of servitude and redemption. So there is the act of the mitzvah, the performance of the mitzvah, the swallowing and the eating and the chewing and the saying, but that is also there for helping us, in order to help us experience. We can't just sit down and start to experience. So we do things to help us experience. Laharos es atzmo. Kiluhu ba'atzmo yotza ata, ata, right now. in 2016, Mishibud Mitzrayim. And at the top of page 2, we have the Nusach of our Haggadah, Choldor V'dor Chayv Adam Liris Asatzmo Kilu Yatsami Mitzrayim. So now let's take a look at some of the elements of the Seder ritual. And the question that we grapple with is that tonight, if we want to experience as if we left Egypt, the only way that we can experience leaving Egypt is if we first experience what it was like to be in Egypt. You have to be somewhere in order to leave from it. So we have an obligation to re-experience the servitude, and then we have an obligation, now that we're in Mitzrayim and we're experiencing Shibud Mitzrayim, then we have an obligation to get out of Mitzrayim. The problem is, if I were to ask you, why do we have Arba Kosos at the Seder? Why do we have Arba Kosos at the Seder? What did they tell you in pre-K? They told you in pre-K, and certainly by second grade, Keneged Arba Lashono Shel Geula. So that is a little bit strange. Hi everybody, welcome to my Seder. It's so nice to have all of you at my Seder. It's such a privilege. And Sadie, we missed you last year. You weren't feeling well, and we're so happy that you're back. Welcome, and a specific welcome to Jason and to Jocelyn, our next door neighbors. This is their first Seder ever, and they're here, and it's such a privilege to have you at our Seder table. Kadesh! Geula, we're done! We're out of here! Arba Lashono Shel Geula. Kiddush is the first of the Arba Lashono Shel Geula! We're redeemed! What do you mean we're redeemed? From Vanit, from Venin, from Vus, from Vanit. Where are we? The order of the Seder should be L'cha'ora. First, what should we have? We should have Moror. Let's get into the Moror Ishtikl, as it's hard enough to feel the Shibud Mitzrayim. First, you have to feel Shibud Mitzrayim, and then B'chol Dor V'dor Chayv Adam Lira Sesatzmo Ki Iluhu Yatzami Mitzrayim. Then you feel a shtikala redemption. You feel a shtikala cheirus. So what I want to point out is that I have come to conclude, and I'm going to invite you to think about this at your siddurim and to talk about it, is that essentially, virtually, if not every element that we have at the Seder is not just, this goes into the servitude column, and this goes into the redemption column, but actually every single element of the Pesach Seder goes into both columns simultaneously. And let me try to work this through. We'll start with Charoses, the middle of page 2. Why do we have Charoses at the table? What did they tell you by the time you got to second grade? They told you the Charoses reminds us of, what does the kid say? The kid and the anical come with the sheets. Ungestop the sheets. Baruch Hashem. And then you invite them to declaim the sheets in front of everybody. And we have to do that. We want them to feel great. It says in the sheet, in the Halakha sheet, the reason why we have Charon, look at it, it's a gloppy and glumpy and gooey, because it reminds us of the mortar, the bricks, the clay. Kumtzagena Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara says a charosis is a mitzvah. My mitzvah, underlined, English on the left. Reb Levi Omar, what is the significance of the charosis? Reb Levi Omar, zecher l'tapuach. Reb Yochanan Omar, zecher l'tit. The tit is the clay and the bricks and the mortar. But notice, that's the second interpretation of the Gemara. You're not sitting next to somebody who has a sheet. So if you, Hot Rachmanis, this nice lady needs to sit next to somebody with a sheet. Okay, thank you, you'll figure it out. The first answer in the Gemara has nothing to do with bricks and clay and mortar. The apple, zechal, an apple. Ma inyan, apple, eitzel haseder, an apple. And that's the first explanation in the Gemara. Zokt Rashi, Zokt Rashbam, Zecher LeTapuach, Shehoyu Yoldos B'neim Sham B'lo Etzev, Shelo Yakiru B'hen Mitzriyim, Dichsev Tachas HaTapuach, Orar Ticha. It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, I caused you to come forth from under an apple tree. Top of page 3. The Gemara says in Masachah Sota, on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, B'shus Nashim Tzidkaniyel Shehoyu Ba'oso Hador Nigalu Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim. The women get all the credit because it's in the schus of the women that we were redeemed from Egypt. Why in the schus of the women? So the Gemara continues to tell the story. Because the men were smashed and exhausted and tired and depressed and pessimistic. They had it. They worked backbreaking labor all day in the fields. And they were done. They were finished. But Baruch Hashem, the Nashim Tzidkaniyos, came to their husbands and said, listen, it's not over. We have to create further generations of the Jewish people. Can't be that this is the end of the story before we started. And so they would seduce their husbands and convince them that they should engage in behavior that is going to produce a child. Where is the child born? Zok the Gemara at the bottom. The Yoldos Besode Tachas HaTapuach Shenemar Tachas HaTapuach Orar Ticha. I caused you to come forth into this world to be born under the apple tree. Now, if you tell me that Charoses is the bricks and the clay and the mortar, then it's very sad, and clearly it is indicative of the servitude and the avdus and the avodas perach. Clearly it goes into the avdus column. But now all of a sudden we're introducing something very interesting. We're introducing hope. We're introducing optimism. We're introducing a future. We're introducing women who said, this is not the end. We have to continue and bring children into the world. That's amazing. What an incredible zechus, nashim tzidkaniyos. Nigalu, and this zechus, we were zocha for redemption. It's positive. It's optimistic. It's forward-looking. So you can't tell me that Charoses, based on pre-K and second grade, is mamish, tif, tire, nebuch, malignant, there. We're mamish working on this perach, the bricks and the clay and the mortar. But there's a glimmer of something extraordinary here. And it is at the same time. And that's the first explanation in the Gemara. You got to go and ask for a refund for your tuition from second grade. Because they didn't tell you about the apple. I understand it's a little bit, but the story is a little bit, it's complicated. So you figure out a way to tell the second grader such a beautiful story. So what is Charoses? Why do we eat Charoses at the Seder? Which column does Charoses go into? Charoses goes into the servitude column. It doesn't quite go into the redemption column because they're not redeemed yet. This is all happening while they're still in Egypt. But I'm beginning to crawl out. I'm beginning to see life beyond the servitude of Egypt. Continues the Gemara, Amar Abaya. Back to the Gemara in the middle of page 2. Hilkach tzarech lekahuye v'tzarech lesamuche. The only place that I'm aware of where there's mamish a recipe in the Gemara. The Gemara says, here's how you have to make charoses. Tzorech lekahuye. Lekahuye, it has to be a shtikala acidy to remind you of the apple. Vitzorech lesamuche, and it has to be lumpy and glumpy to remind you of the zecher letit, the bricks and the kli and the mortar. Lesamut lekahuye zecher letapuach, vitzorech lesamuche zecher letit. So we're already noticing that when it comes to charoses, it's not unidimensional, but it's already a shtikala multidimensional. Now kunts again Tosfos. Tosfos on this Gemara, bottom right of page 2, Ubi Yerushalmi Omar, why do we have charoses? Ubi Yerushalmi Omar is the avdi zecher ledam. What's dam? Blood. Look at the Yerushalmi. I gave you the Yerushalmi in the bottom left. Rava Milse Omar, underline zecher ledam. Now I'm asking you a question. What is zecher ledam? I should remember the blood. What am I remembering? Where's blood? Tell me, where's blood? What? I don't... blood around the mashkof. Is that a happy blood or a bad blood? That's a positive blood. We're already moving towards leaving. It's mahotcham b'moishpayin. We're ready to go. We're being protected. Is there other blood? Any other blood? What? Makasdam, the first of the esemakos. Is that good blood? Or is that bad blood? For the Jews, it's the beginning of the process of redemption. The train is leaving the station. We have dam now. So now, where is charoses? If charoses lefi Tosfos, quoting the Yerushalmi, is echel dam, once again, if you're right that the reference to dam, and you notice neither Tosfos nor Yerushalmi tells us what the dam is, and we're going to come back to this shortly, if the dam is the dam of the mashkof, if the dam is the dam of the first of the 10 plagues, so we're also a shtikala moving away from the bricks and the clay and the mortar and the horror and the backbreaking labor. There's already epis ashtikala, something we're beginning to move. We're starting to get out of here. There is a hope. There is a future. We're moving towards redemption. Now let's look at Dalet Kosos, middle of page 3. Why do we have Arba Kosos? So what's the maskana of Charoses? It's not so pashit. All of a sudden Charoses is not so pashit. It's a little complex. It's servitude, and it's a glimmer, a move in the direction of redemption. Why do we have Arba Kosos? We mentioned a minute ago, the reason why we have Arba Kosos is Keneged Arba Lashono Shelgula Vaho Vehi Viga Alti Vilokachti. What a beautiful custom. Four different formulations of redemption. Each one warrants its own cup. Which column do the Arba Kosos go in? They go in the redemption column. It's so nice, it's so obvious. Not so obvious. The Gemara says, Amsachem Kufches, bottom right, page 3. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Tzorech Sheyehei Bo Tam Umare. The wine that we drink on the night of the Seder has to have a particular taste, and more important for our purposes, it has to have a particular appearance. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda, v'chsiv al teire yayin ki yis adom. Adom. Adom means, what color is adom? Red. There's a special inyan that there should be red wine, as I state in Gemara, the night of the Seder. Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, bottom left, Simen Tafayin Beis, Se'if Yod Aleph, underline, two lines from the bottom. Mitzvah lachzor achar yayin adom. Should have red wine the night of the Seder. Says the Ramah, I'm sorry, the letters are so tiny in the parenthesis. Im ein halovan mishubach mimenu. What does the Ramah say? When should you prefer red wine? As long as the white wine is not of a greater, better quality. If the white wine is a better quality, Zotir Ramah, you should have white wine. So there's a machlekes, the Machaber and the Ramah. According to the Machaber of Yosef Karo, it's a din in the color. According to the Ramah, it's a din in the quality. Whatever the better quality is. For the Machaber, it's a din in the color. Survey shows, raise your hand, who has white wine at the Seder? Pretty unanimous survey. Red wine at the Seder. Question, why does it have to be red wine at the Seder? Frecht the Taz in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur do not require red wine for Kiddush. Friday night, the Vakasha, white wine, Shalom al Yisrael, it's magnificent. There is no inyan at all at having red wine Friday night at the Kiddush. Fractataz, why all of a sudden, when it comes to the Arba Kosos, we place a premium on the color red, al tere yayin ki yisada. Look at Tataz, vehikbid, where it's underlined. I'm sorry it's so tiny. Vehikbid atur kan bedalet kosos bozeh, velo bekiddush, besimen ayin resh beis. Why is there a hakpada, a concern, particular focus on red here and not Friday night. The Yesh Od Remez Le'odom. Because red is significant on the night of Pesach. Why? Zecher Le'dam Shahoya Paro Shochet B'nei Yisrael. Zecher Le'dam Shahoya Paro Shochet B'nei Yisrael. What kind of blood are we talking about? Jewish blood that's being spilled. Paro is killing Jewish babies. Paro is shedding Jewish blood. Oh, now I know why the color of the wine for the Abakosos has to be red. What kind of blood is this? Horrible blood. Dam shoya paro shochet b'nei Yisrael. Hi everybody, welcome to my Seder. It's so nice to have you in. Sadie and Jason and Jocelyn were making Kiddush. It's the first of the Arbakosos. You pick it up. I don't know what to think. It's the Arba Lashono Shel Geula. And Nebuch, I am looking at, and I am in a minute going to ingest Jewish blood. The Arbakosos. It's not such a simple matter. You know, our whole lives, Abol Hashem Shel Geula, we're so happy and so wonderful. You start the Seder off wallowing in Jewish blood, state the Taz. And that's why there's red on the night of Pesach, and there is not a Hakpada for red on a Friday night. There's a special inyan of red. Now let's go back to Pesach. Now let's go back to the Yerushalmi. What did Tosfos and the Yerushalmi say? Why do we have Charoses? And we were all so convinced that it's such a beautiful blood, it's such a nice blood, it's such a redemptive blood. It's the blood of the Mashkof, it's the blood of the first of the ten Makos. How do you know? How do you know? Maybe it's this blood. Maybe the blood of the Charos that's the Zecher Ladam in Tosfos and the Yerushalmi is an awful blood, is a horrible blood. Which means that Charosis now is tipping also to the bricks and the clay and the mortar and the tapuach and the wonderful women. They're taking a second stage here. Taking a second stage. So we can go around the room. What do you put into your charoses? What are the ingredients in the charoses? But I would venture to say whatever the ingredients are, it is a little bit gloppy and it is a little bit acidy. We taka put wine in. And the general overall color is reddish, is reddish brownish. And there's a cheshbon here. It's all in order to be able to explain and incorporate the tapuach, the bricks and the mortar, and the dam. Now let's move to maror. Actually, we'll skip maror because I don't know if I'll have time for maror. I claim that even maror has a redemptive quality. Let's go to matzah, page 5. Why do we eat matzah on the night of the Seder? Why do you eat matzah on the night of the Seder? Matzah plays a very important role. It's a d'oraisa. Bizman hazeh, maror bizman hazeh zeh derabanan, because maror is toloi on Korban Pesach. A matzah sumarom yochlu, so maror is toloi on Korban Pesach. But matzah has independent pesukim, not related to the Korban Pesach. So matzah bizman hazeh zeh derabanan. And we have the matzah, so we have to make sure that there's shleimus, and we actually make sure that there's enough. We got the chart, and we check out the chart, and then we hand it out to everybody, and they're nabach, not so happy because we gave them more than they wished we gave them, and they're sitting there and they're quiet and they're leaning over and we don't let them talk. It's like a whole experience. What are we thinking about? We get so caught up in the pyrotechnics of the matzah that we lose sight of the emotion of the matzah. What is this supposed to do for me? I'm sitting there and I'm chewing. What am I thinking? Not what am I thinking. What am I feeling? What am I experiencing? Hi everybody, welcome to my Seder. What's our first introduction to matzah at the Seder? What's the first time we hold up the matzah? Show and tell. Ha? What do I say? Ha lachma anya. The acholo of asana. They are looking, never, it's as they tricking and it's as they dar and live. It's not fluffy and juicy and yummy. So thin and dry. It's wafer-like. Hey, halachma anya. Translate lachma anya, bread of affliction, which our in Egypt never look what they had to eat. And then, depending on how long your Seder is, 2.5 hours later, we come to Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer. Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer kol shalomar shleshet var melu ba Pesach. Lo yetzi yedecha vasav Elohein. I know it's been a year since you said it. Pesach, matzah umar. Matzah zushan ochlam al shumma. Why do we eat matzah? Al shum, bottom left, shal hisk betekam shal vasenu lahachmet. We are out of here. We're done. Who has time for this to rise? We're leaving. The train is leaving the station. Who has time to sit there and wait for it to rise? Wait a minute. First time you waved this thing, you refer to it as halachmanya de achalabimitsarvasonabara de mitzray. And you understand there's a different emphasis. The halachmanya is, oh my God, the blood of the bread of affliction. In Egypt, Nebuch they ate it. And the second time, when we specifically focus strategically and mindfully on the matzah, why are we eating matzah? The answer is, we're done. We're done, we're leaving. It's the night of the Seder. So what is it? Is it because Nebuch malignant bread in Egypt? Or it's because we're out of here? Because we're out of here. What does the Pasuk say? Top of page 5. Lo, it's an amazing Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. Lo sochal olav chametz. Shivas yamim tochal olav matzos. You can't eat chametz on Pesach. You have to eat matzah for 7 days. How is matzah referred to? Shivas yamim tochol olav matzos lechem oni. Ki, without skipping a beat. Ki, same pasuk. Ki, b'chipozon yotzos ameretz mitzrayim. So what is it? Is it lechem oni? Or is it ki b'chipozon yotzos ameretz mitzrayim? It's in the same pasuk. Look at Rashi, lechem oni. Rashi right here, Vayla Rashi. We can't move without Rashi. Rashi, lechem oni, arrow underlined. Lechem shemaskir es ha'oni shenesanu b'mitzrayim. It reminds us of the poverty, of the affliction, of the inuyim, of the suffering of Egypt. Ki b'chipazon yotzasa v'lo hisvik b'tzecha l'achmetz. We're done. So what's my point? And you'll learn the Ramban on your own. The bottom you have here the two references to matzah at the Seder that on the face of them are mutually exclusive. Here it's a Nebuch matzah, and here it's a Baruch Hashem matzah. Here it's a Nebuch wine, Zecher l'dam shayapar shochet b'nei Yisrael, and here it's a redemptive wine. Oh my God, not just one way how to describe redemption. 4 different ways how to describe redemption. And here the Charoisus Nebuch is gloppy and glumpy because it's Zecher to remind us of the bricks and the mortar. And maybe the dam of the Jewish babies. And then the Charoisus, oh my God, thank God for the women. They got us out of here. They had faith. They had optimism. They saw a future. And there's an apple because they made babies and the babies came out under an apple tree. It's an unbelievable thing. And maybe the dam of the Yerushalmi and Taisvis, maybe that dam is the first of the 10 plagues. Maybe that dam is the Mashkof dam. Maybe that dam is redemptive or moving towards redemptive dam. And it's all in the same thing. Every item of the Seder, and I'm giving you homework, whatever it is, ask the question at the Seder, what column does this go in? And then push the conversation. Don't be satisfied if you think the answer is very simple. Heseba. Heseba, my whole life. I lean, why do I lean? Why do we do Heseba? Because it's Derech Melachim, Mishprei Tzachos, redemption. Not so simple. I could prove to you, but I don't have the time tonight, that there's a whole other side to Hasebo. Karpas. You name it. I'm giving you homework. I want to conclude with a kasha that's asked by the Sefer HaManik. Turn to page 6. So for a long time, I was disturbed or perturbed by this phenomenon. How could it be that I'm sitting there and I'm drinking it and I'm chewing it and I'm swallowing it and I'm supposed to feel opposite emotions? I have to feel opposite emotions. It's hard enough for me to feel one emotion. Baruch Hashem, I have a wonderful life. Live in Teaneck, a member of Renat, wonderful rabbis, wonderful community, was felt mechais. I have to feel like I'm a Nebuchadnezzar in Egypt. It's hard to feel like you're an Eved in Egypt, even if you don't go to the hotel with 78 different kinds of wine that they're just waiting to pour for you. Even if you don't go to the hotel, it's hard to conjure up a feeling of servitude today. Baruch Hashem, what a bracha. What a bracha to have such a problem. There were generations when it wasn't hard for them to conjure up servitude. It wasn't that long ago. They had the other problem. They couldn't conjure up a smidgen of what it means to be redeemed. So I have enough trouble with one of them. And now you're telling me the point of this is Chayav Adam Liro Sesatzmo Lahara Sesatzmo Ki'ilu Hu Ba'atzmo Yotza Ata Mishibud Mitzrayim. So I got to wallow in it a little bit, then I have to pull myself out of it. What am I feeling when I'm eating the matzah? What am I feeling when I'm looking at the red and when I'm drinking the wine? What am I feeling when I'm encountering charoses and I'm feeling both of them, and how could that be? And then I realized it's not a problem at all. Because I realized that is that not the absolute core identity of the human condition? Is it not true that each one of us experiences both of these feelings simultaneously? You think we go through life only as avodim? Chas v'shalom, I certainly hope that we don't. You think we go through life always feeling mamish, baruch Hashem, it's great, everything is great? Once in a while, halavai, we should be zeicha to feel that everything is great. Our lives, at their core, are combinations of servitude and redemption. We want to feel redeemed more than we are. We want to extricate ourselves out of the kinds of servitudes that we experience, and each one of us experiences it in a different way or in a different level. But we don't just live in the servitude, we live in the redemption, and we don't just live in the redemption, and we live in both. To me, the night of the Seder is a mirror of the human condition. And just like the human condition reflects both opposites simultaneously, so it's pashut. It's not a kasha. How can you think of Avdus and Cheres at the same time? You know, this afternoon, Thursday afternoon, I was thinking of Avdus and Cheres. I was experiencing Avdus and Cheres at the same time. Let me show you a final iteration of this thought. The Rambam paskens in Ilchos Chametz Matzah, top of page 6. And I invite you to work this through for every element, the egg, the zroa, every element on the Seder, ask, why is this here? Which column? Which column? And then figure out that it should also be in another column. Says the Rambam in Ilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches Halach Vav, where the lines are narrow towards the top, line number 8. Umetabel b'charoses. The Rambam says that we metabel the matzah in charoses. As I state in Rambam, you metabel the matzah in charoses. So when are we metabel the matzah in charoses? Are we metabel? It's a little bit inappropriate. When do Ashkenazi Jews mitabel matzah in charoses? Do we mitabel matzah in charoses? What do we do? What's the sort of go-to tibul in charoses? Mor and Charoses. And then what do? We come to Korech, and do you dip the Korech into the Charoses? Survey shows, think about it. The Rambam says you metabol the matzah and the Charoses. Once again, the Sefer HaManig. The Sefer HaManig was written by Rabbi Avram Barab Nassan Hayarchi. Hayarchi means moon. Yerach means moon. In French, moon is lunar. There's a town in southern France known as Lunel. If you go to Provence, in 2016, I was there not very long ago. It's actually a rabidly, viciously anti-Semitic town. I did not experience anti-Semitism anywhere as viciously as I did in Lunel. For some reason, it's become a hotbed. Lunel was a very important center for Torah. And Rabbi Avram Barab Nassan Hayarchi, the Lunelite. He's living in the 13th century. 12th century into the 13th century. What he did, he wrote a sefer called Sefer HaManig. And the Sefer HaManig is what I call a study in comparative customology. He's living in southern France, right? So here's the map, right? Here's a map. So if this is southern France, what's north of southern France? Northern France. I knew you were really like super sharp. So you have northern France, and then you have southern France, and then what's south of southern France? Spain. So what you have here is your sandwich between what we call Ashkenaz. France, Germany is Ashkenaz, north. And Sfarad is Spain, not just Spain, but the Iberian Peninsula. So Rabbi Avram Barab Nassan from the shtetl called Lunel spends his life traveling. And he goes north, and he goes through Tzorfas, and then he goes south, and he goes through Sfarad, and he writes a book describing the customs that he encountered in all the different communities that he visited. It's a study in comparative customology. Any minhag, any halacha, he'll tell you, in Tzorfas they did it this way, and in Barcelona they do it this way, in Narbonne they do it this way, and Toledo they do it this way. Everything, he tells you the whole story. Now he comes to the Rambam of dipping matzah in charoses. V'niflesi al zeh, shekosfu, second line. How do you translate v'niflesi? It's a pella. It's a wonder. It's like, it's amazing. I can't figure this out. V'niflesi al zeh, shekosfu, letabel hamatzah b'charoses. Number one, v'lo ro'isi, v'lo shamati, min azeliola. I never heard it. I never saw it. So if I say, I never heard of it, so what do I know? You know, I live in New Jersey. What do I know? I never heard of it. What do I know what's going on somewhere in North Africa? He knows, because he went everywhere. And if he says, I never heard it, and I never saw it, it's a problem. He's asking, very strange. Now comes the second question, and that's the question that I want to bring to your attention. V'chi efshar lomar kei? How can you say? How can you dip matzah in charoses? V'lo hamatzah tzricha heseba zecher l'cheros. Matzah is in which column? We have to do heseba, mishpreitz achais. Matzah is in the redemption column. V'charoses zecher l'tit u'l'shibari. And where is charoses? Which column is charoses? It's the bricks and the mortar. It's in the servitude column. V'heich yischabru hacherus v'hashibud zeh zeh. How can you dip the matzah? How can you link the matzah and the charoses? Shezeh so serzeh. They contradict each other. The matzah is redemptive. The charoses is servitude. How do you put these two together? They're living in different worlds. Azay frek the heliga sefer hamani. So the Bach at the bottom of the page, the tour quotes the Sefer HaManig. The Bach says, let me explain to you what's going on here. It's actually quite interesting. The Bach says the point is not to put the matzah into the charoses. The point is to take the matzah out of the charoses. The charoses represents what? The servitude. The matzah represents what? The redemption. So I am reenacting the events of the night of the Seder by taking matzah out of the charoses. I am now redeeming myself, I am removing myself, I am distancing myself from the servitude. How is the matzah How can I take the matzah out of the charoses? I have to put first the matzah into the charoses. But the din is not the dipping of the matzah in the charoses. The dipping of the matzah in the charoses is a chatimtza to create a reality when now I'm going to be able to take the matzah out of the charoses. So it's not such a problem. They're not living there together. I'm not interested in combining the two. I'm actually interested in separating them. However, the last page, final source, the Pri Chadash, basically says, I have no idea what the Sefer HaManig is asking. And frankly, I think the Pri Chadash is right. Because I think that the Sefer HaManig, Avoy Le'itz, Allahumma Lichtig and Ganaiden, he's unbelievable, he's a lot greater than I am, somehow didn't catch the whole point that I'm trying to make tonight. You're so sure that the matzah is redemption, and you're so sure that the charoses is servitude, and you're so sure that they can't come together. You'll forgive me. That is the whole story of the Seder. That is exactly what's going on at the Seder. The whole Seder is Yischabru Zeh Zeh. Every single element, the charoses is both. The matzah is both. Both come together to be both. That's the story of the Pesach Seder, because that is the story that we reenact, the story of the human condition. So we recognize the servitude. And our goal is, as this coming Shabbos, we're entering into the Chodesh HaGeulah, and the night of Pesach is the Chag HaGeulah, that we should extricate ourselves from our own personal experiences of Avdus, so that we should be Zoche individually and as a community and as a people. We should be Zoche for the redemption of Yetzias Mitzrayim and everything that that represents for us individually and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a good Erev Shabbos.
Anybody else wish to put their email down right over here?
I just thought about the so nice.